Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I don't want to say which local news it is, but this is a top story. You want to hear a top story? Just pop on my phone.
Sure.
Inclement weather across Florida causing delays at airports. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's better than Gabby Petito and race and gender.
And I mean, yeah, I guess.
That's news you can use, at least.
Yeah, that's true. But inclement weather? Is that really causing delays?
I guess.
It's raining!
No, man. Everything's messed up, dude.
Yeah.
We can't get the boats into the port. We can't get airplanes off the ground.
Did you see Miguel from Miguel and Holly? Did you see his tweet from earlier to Frontier Airlines?
No.
Oh, my God.
He let him have it?
Yeah, and I completely understood. Like, he said he was, I guess they were sitting on the tarmac for 3 hours, and then the pilot... Both the pilot and the co-pilot came over the intercom and said, sorry, we've been informed that we've flown too many hours this week, so we can't take off.
Yeah, because they probably don't have enough pilots. There's a pilot shortage right now. I don't know where the pilots went. I don't know if they died of COVID or what's up.
But oh, my
I think
God.
Much like truckers, they can only travel a certain amount of hours in a day.
Could you imagine? Oh, you're sitting for 3 hours inside this tube, breathing the same air as a bunch of other people, and all of a sudden...
I don't know how to tell you this, guys. This is your pilot. I know you guys are pissed off. You've eaten all the peanuts, and you're probably cramped up right now.
I don't even think they give you peanuts anymore.
No, I'm just kidding. You don't get peanuts. Screw off, bitch. They just checked. I just checked my time card on my ADP app, and much like Johnny B and Will, I've had my hours cut, and I cannot fly you back to your homeland. So, F off. All right. Enjoy sitting there for I don't know what's going on. There's, all right, I hate everything. Bye bye, bye bye. I hope a meteor hits us. Bye bye. Go.
It's terrible, man. It really is.
Unreal.
It doesn't seem to be getting better at all. I don't know. Life has been relatively. I haven't traveled anywhere. When I travel at the end of the month, I'm taking a car.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
Yeah.
Flying
good luck.
Or
good
anything.
Luck with that gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're driving to New Orleans? Well, bunch of you in one vehicle?
Yeah, we're going to carpool.
I gotcha.
Ooh, yeah, boy. So I don't know, but everybody else is flying. I wonder, because I saw I saw Mike's Instagram.
Yeah.
That he was postponed too on his plane. My other friend on Facebook, I saw that she was delayed and had to. And I wonder if she was on the same flight as Miguel or if it
Maybe.
Was a different circumstance.
I don't know.
Because she said she was on. In the plane for 3 hours.
That's what Miguel said.
And then they turned her around and said it was can't fly anymore today. So I wonder if it. I hope that it was the same plane and not separate occurrences.
Because
this is an issue. This is a big, big problem. I don't know.
I mean, you got freighters sitting out in the Gulf. You got planes sitting on the runway. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. Hell in a handbasket.
They're firing people for not getting the vaccine, and then they have. Now they have 99% vaccination approval, but now they don't have anybody to work.
I don't know.
So they got enough people to get the vaccine now. I saw Biden say that the other day. He goes, yeah, you got to look at the bright side of these people getting fired. Now we got 100%.
Wow.
It's like, yeah.
But then
okay.
He came on
That's
today.
A hell of a way to frame it.
He came on today and he goes, our unemployment rate's really good now since I've been in office. And okay, then how come restaurants are closing at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah. The jobs report was abysmal. Abysmal. Now, that stuff is over my head. I don't understand any of that stuff. But they had it projected. I mean, I know how to read a graph, a basic graph.
Uh-huh.
It was projected at 500,000, and it was 140 that were added.
Ooh.
I mean, not good.
No.
Not good. So, and he blamed COVID, of course, but...
Look, man.
I don't know, man.
The flippity floppity flu, bitch. All right, let's do official news.
All right.
Live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News. only on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah. Let's give it to them hard and fast.
Well, it's just a few weeks out till Halloween, and shoppers across the country are encountering bare store shelves.
What?
And sold out signs online as they hunt for decorations and costumes. Are you going to dress up this year? Yes or yes?
Maybe a little bit.
What are you going to dress up as?
I bought these masks that, like, you know, like you wear, like, for COVID.
Yeah.
But they have, like, it looks like a clown, like an evil clown on the front of it.
Oh, that's not dressing up.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're doing a thing at our house. Like, we had Halloween decorations at our house, but we bought them early, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We went back yesterday to try to buy some more. Gone.
Gone.
Yeah, so they're right.
This is saying, yeah.
Bare shelves. So our yard's going to be really cool, though. We have all kinds of projections, and we have, like, a life-size skeleton wolf that howls and its eyes glow.
Scary.
We got a mummy that screams at you when you walk by. We got a fog machine. We got a witch that says mean stuff. Mm. Yeah, our yard's going to be definitely lit when it comes to Halloween.
Dang.
I know.
Well, the lack of inventory is another consequence of the COVID-19 related shipping crisis crippling the global supply chain. Historically, at this point in the year, Spirit Halloween would have delivered some 90%+ of merchandise to its stores. The seasonal retailer CEO, Steven Silverstein, told NBC News. But as of Tuesday, the company had only around 80% of what he has. That's still pretty good. I mean, it seems like
it's
not a huge deal, but I guess it is. I guess it's exponential. The rest should be delivered by the third week in October, about a week before Halloween. So get your goods if you can.
What the hell's going on, Will?
I don't understand the stuff with the... Well, like Steve said, I know that there's unions that are striking. I don't know if it's because of the vaccines or because of money.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. I don't know,
We
man.
Need to get it together.
We're building back better.
Are we?
No, yeah. That's what they say.
Man.
Building back better. Are you a fan of Halloween candies?
I mean,
I would assume so.
No. What? Hey, what the hell's that?
I'm just saying.
Because I'm fat.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
You are looking at me. I'm not a big candy guy at all. Never have been.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I think for people that like Halloween candy, it's kind of weird to me. Why not like candy all the time? You know,
it's a special occasion.
I guess.
Halloween's one of those. Now, really, Halloween starts the holiday because you're going in and then you're eating you're eating your kids' Halloween candies.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's bringing in candy to work.
Yep.
And then you're going a few weeks later, you got Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to bring in cakes.
Not
and
even
pies.
A few weeks. It's like 3 weeks later.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
And then right after that, you got Christmas.
And you can't start a diet during Thanksgiving.
I'm expecting to get much fatter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to eat whatever I want. I don't care.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to drop some weight between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Oh, are you?
And look, it's only the weight that I'm going to gain in December, basically.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to drop like 15 pounds in 3 weeks, and then I'm going to gain it back before the first of the year.
I always love those ladies that go on the Today Show and be like, you can still eat and not gain weight.
Shut up,
whore! You just have to do these little things. Like, and then their tips are always, exercise. And you go, yeah, I know. And then they go, also, you can have a little bit of cake, but just have a little bit. Don't have a lot.
Or they say dumb stuff like, try scraping the marshmallows off of your candied yams.
No.
Shut up, Diane. No. Idiot.
Lady, do you think you're blowing my mind? I'm not handicapped. I understand how it works.
I know what sugar is.
I'm just not doing it.
Right.
It's not the time to do it. It's a time, and I think, to be honest, I feel like as we especially, not only here at this radio station, not only here in the Tampa Bay area, the countrywide deserve it this year.
Yeah.
We have been just brutalized. We're not living the lifestyle that we are used to.
You're talking to people like we care about our health.
I mean, I do.
A little bit.
But I also understand that this is just going to be cake and candy and good food.
I
love it. It's fun.
I had cake.
And it's a few months. Yeah, I
had cake right before I came here for no reason. No celebration.
And then you do on January 1st, you do the black eyed peas
oh,
and
yeah.
the ham. And the
big old ham hocks.
And that's kind of your... getting back into normal life. Yeah. It's not like a
collard greens.
It's not a great meal for you, but it's toning down from the cakes and all that stuff.
Not my black eyed peas and my collard greens. It's
a lot
loaded
of butter
with,
in there.
Well, pork. Just yeah. I put ham hocks, smoked ham hocks, pork belly, pork jowl bacon.
Okay.
Yeah, I just cook it down like a bitch. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. There was some things because of the supply chain last year that wasn't available for Halloween. And this, I feel like this is a controversial candy.
Right.
It's right up there, in my opinion, with candy corn.
Okay.
Halloween-themed Peeps. Halloween-themed
Why would you
Peeps.
Bring Peeps out of the woodwork? They suck in April.
See, there you go. I knew that was coming.
They're horrible.
Well, you can get skulls, you'll be able to get cats, ghosts, pumpkins, and monsters. And all five of the designs are only $1 for a 3-count package. And
Too much.
$1.49 to $1.79 for a 6-pack of these things. They're gluten and fat-free.
If you buy your kids Halloween Peeps, the terrorists have won.
I gotta be honest with you, I kind of like Peeps.
They're horrible.
In small doses.
Garbage.
I like to have a Peep. They don't taste like anything. They taste like sugar.
And the texture of them, they have that weird crystal candy outside.
Yeah. Oh, they destroy your teeth.
They're the worst.
You can tell they're just sandpaper on your teeth.
It's the worst. I'd rather sleep with a 200-pound candy corn than to eat one little bitty Peep.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought it up, candy corn, because that's a very controversial one. And I have a story about candy corn here. Are you for or against candy corn?
I mean, it's one of those things also in moderation. Have like one little handful and that's it.
Okay, because I kind of agree. And I'm thinking just one of the pumpkins, the candy corn pumpkins.
Yeah.
You eat that and you're like, oh, I'm good.
It's just sugar, too.
That's all I need. Yeah, that's all. So it's very controversial. And who is eating this stuff? Well, is it Brax, the candy company?
Yeah.
They attempted to find out, digging into sales data, both online and in store, to determine which states purchase the most candy corn.
Man, Google's selling information to everybody now.
So, they have a top 20 here, but I'm just going to do the top 10.
All right.
Number 10, Indiana.
Yeah.
Number 9, Georgia.
Okay.
8, North Carolina.
All right.
Pennsylvania comes in at 7.
Losers.
Illinois at 6.
Just like Indiana.
Do you want to guess the top 5?
Oh, top 5 people eating candy corn. I'm going to think Michigan is in there.
Michigan, number 5.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm going to keep her around the Midwest. Ohio,
no. Ohio is not in the top 20, believe it or not.
Okay, I'm going to go with stupid-ass New York.
New York, number 4.
Yeah, let's go.
I got the top 3 left.
I know trash-ass people. Let's see here. Ooh, two, three, da, 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 da. Let's go Alabama.
Alabama, no. I'll just give you the top 3. Right. Top 3.
Yeah.
Number 3, Florida.
Oh, God damn it.
Florida loves candy corn. Number 2, Texas.
All right.
And coming in at number 1 for places I like candy corn, California.
Uh-huh, idiots.
They love their candy corn, number 1.
Man, if they saw that they were right next to Florida and Texas on any list, they would probably burn the rest of their state down.
It's crazy. 35 billion pounds of candy corn
Disgusting.
Are produced annually.
Disgusting.
And I would imagine that 34 billion pounds end up in the garbage.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's something that you might display. It's almost like a centerpiece or something.
Right.
But I can't imagine people eating that much candy.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.